Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Oh, boy, Bob. Oh, boy.
You know, we were looking at a graphic about the Steelers when they had leads at halftimes this year against Seattle, against Green Bay, against
Buffalo,
Chicago. The fourth quarters, I didn't realize how bad it was, but they've been outscored in the fourth quarter in those games 48-9. So when the game really matters the most, that's when they're falling. And that doesn't even count the third quarter, which has not been good.
Well, forget about that, Bob. Limits, guess what, Bob, kept hidden from us yet again this year?
His dinner with Jim Nantz and Tracy Wolfson and Tony Romo?
His dinner with Jim Nantz, Tracy Wolfson, and Tony Romo.
Yeah, it's something that happens when they come to town. It's no big deal.
Every time. They always go to dinner, and we never get
Tracy,
invited.
No big deal.
We never get invited.
We have hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions. Well, millions. Who would think that going to dinner with Jim Nantz and Tony Romo was Limits and I?
Yes.
I've known them for a long time. It's just one of those things that we have a group that gets together. Now, Tracy didn't make it because she was in Michigan, because she's a Michigan alum, wanted to watch her team lose to Ohio State, I guess, and she got her wish. I mean, that was not good. Yeah, so those guys are hopeful to come back in what would be a playoff situation because they're, I don't think.
Playoffs?
I know.
But they'll be back next week in Baltimore doing the game, I see.
That's down there, though.
Yes, in Baltimore.
Right.
All right, Bob, we each get three simple questions about your dinner. Limits, you go first.
I'm ready. Okay. What does Jim Nantz, Bob, that you can share with us, think about the Steelers?
He thinks they're a good team. I don't sense, and I say this just because, I mean, in the course of the conversation, it's about how national people view local teams. I don't think they're in a position to view local teams the way we view local teams. So they came away looking at, you know, large scale numbers and what matters and that kind of stuff. But I think yesterday, if you listen to the broadcast, they were pretty much hammering home the fact that these are historic numbers they're giving up. So they do a lot of research. They have a lot of good people on their staff. They really do. And, you know, I think they think that's a team that should be competitive. From their point of view, they are. They're tied for the lead in the division. They don't see a lot of the worst that I think everyday people who watch the Steelers think.
My turn. What did Tony Romo order for dinner, Bob?
Tony Romo didn't make it.
What?
I thought you said you went out with Romo and it was just you and Nantz?
No,
and the crew?
And a few other guys, yeah.
What did Nantz order for
Jim
dinner?
Jim Rittkopf's a really nice guy. He's their producer.
Nobody cares about him.
No, but he runs the whole show. I mean, when Lance Barrow was there, Lance was one of the best. He's won a lot of awards, and Jim is just as good.
What did Jim order?
Filet.
What did you order?
Filet.
Those are two questions right there, Limits. Did you and Jim split a bottle of wine?
No.
Limits,
but
your
again, turn. There were other people there having other assorted things.
Sure.
I'm going to piggyback off of that so that it's not a question. Did you indulge in some wine?
Yes.
Did you have a nice view of the city when you went to dinner? Do you try to show Nantz around?
Good question.
No, I mean,
great
good
question,
deal.
Limits.
No, yes. Because they're dealing, they just got off meetings with the teams. They come in there and it's just after a day's work. You know, they had a game on Thursday in Dallas. That was Thanksgiving. They had three games in 10 days. It was almost like what the Steelers were facing last holiday time when I went through there. So they hadn't been home a lot. So they were there, and they came in, you know, right after their meetings with the Steelers and the Buffalo Bills, coaches and players.
Bob, this is a side question that doesn't count toward my allotment. When the wine comes, are you the type who will swish it around in the glass, take a little sip, and give your approval or disapproval?
I never disapprove.
Okay.
I never do. Most of the wines I...
Tom Barrasso did from time to time.
A lot of Sam Nover did all the time.
Did he?
Sam used to be one of those guys that he would send food back, wine back. I said, Sam,
give it
to me if you don't want it. I'll drink it. To me, it's fine.
I worked at a steakhouse called the Crouching Lion in Buffalo. I was maybe 18.
There's a place, exact same name in Hawaii.
What?
Called the Crouching Lion.
So yeah. It was a steakhouse, and people like the ones that we just mentioned would send back a beautiful filet after one bite, Bob. And I would say, I'm eating that thing. I just cut off the part where they ate it, and I had a free steak back there washing dishes limits.
Back there washing the dishes, Bob, about that?
Your turn.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. This from someone who's afraid of every little germ in front of you, you would actually do that.
Fair point.
I mean, who else touched the steak? The person didn't touch it with their hands. They just had a bite off the end.
You don't know that. Didn't sneeze on it.
Yeah, now you got me thinking.
Well, I'm just
good
saying
thing it was 35 years ago.
By the way, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, in Beaver County, I would eat in a lot of different ways. It wouldn't matter. I just was hungry. I'd eat it.
Beautifully clean, clear, nice steak.
Did anyone else go with you, Bob, or were you the only member of KDKA or the media that was there representing?
Great question.
It wasn't me. It was just friends. You know, people we've gotten to know over the time through broadcasts. I've seen. And that's how I met Jim back in 1998 at the Olympics when CBS had them. And ever since, you know, we stay in touch. And when he comes into town, there's a bunch of us that get together, and we have some great friends here. And so that's all it is.
So to piggyback off of that, would Jim feel offended if you invited your producer to an event like this?
And to piggyback off that.
It's not offended, but I'm not doing that.
Why don't we have Jim on the air as a guest then?
Yes.
He does a lot of those kinds of things.
Can we do that this week?
Could you arrange that this week,
Could
Bob?
That be on Wednesday?
Or Friday?
I'll certainly try.
All right.
I can't guarantee any of that.
Let's do it Wednesday when we're all here.
Yeah, we should. Last question, Bob. Who got dessert? You and Jim?
Everyone did.
What did you get?
It was a beautiful chocolate decadent cake with vanilla ice cream. And I like a little drizzle of Chambord on that ice cream.
Oh, drizzle. I have one more.
Chambord?
Yeah, it's a good raspberry liqueur. That's how you make French martinis.
Is it appropriate to order appetizers for the whole table at meals like this?
Yes.
Do you speak up in that situation? Or do you
give
you
a toast?
I don't know.
Jim gives a toast all the time he's in here. He's a tremendous guy, and he has a lot of friends here who he likes, and he thanks them. And, you know, it's just a really nice, good night out. And I think they all needed it, given how much they've been traveling. So,
should we ask Bob the obvious question that we've been avoiding?
Yeah.
Bob, did you pick up the check?
No.
No way there.
I didn't think
Bob
so.
Bob will pick up checks, though.
I have before. Not in this case, no.
Yeah.
Again, we have some pretty good friends who take care of everything.
Yes.
I'm lucky to be included.
This isn't a Ron Cook situation where his arms shrink faster than a receiver with Jalen Ramsey bearing down on him when that check comes. It's very different.
Like the little T-Rex arms.
Yeah.
I always offer, even if T-Rex. I don't pay, I will. Because I think
that check comes, Ron suddenly has Kenny Pickett hands.
It just slips right through.
Oh, Ron.
I can't even pick it up. Look, my hands are too small. That's Ron. When the check comes. Otherwise, a wonderful man, Bob.
He always gets a case of diarrhea when the check comes. He's going to leave the room.
Right. Well, I'm glad that you have fun, and I hope that Jim Nance joins us Wednesday. We'll start teasing to that.
It may not be this Wednesday, but at some point.
Well, he's calling the game this week.
He is.
One other question pops to mind. When you and Jim, and I imagine you were sitting near each other, engage in just personal conversation, does golf come up, or what was
all
your
the time?
Yeah.
Golf always comes up.
How's his game?
I don't think his game is as good as it used to be. He doesn't play as much as he used to be, but he's, he still has his house out there at Pebble Beach.
Could you arrange for me to stay there and then play?
I can't say yes.
For you to stay there?
Why not? Jim Nance is never there.
This is Joe Starkey. He kind of knows Jim. He knows him through Bob Pompiani. Would he be allowed to stay here?
You know, he's passionate about golf and all that comes with it, and they do a great job, I think. CBS covers golf better than anybody, in my opinion. And that's his thing. I mean, he loves when they get to the golf season and some of the majors. We talked a lot about the U.S. Open that came here last year. They didn't do it, but he was amazed that, you know, the conditions were so bad in terms of rain, but the course looked beautiful, and that J.J. Spahn, he says, is a real good player, and he expects more out of J.J. Spahn.
All right, so. Bob. We were just curious because that, I mean, this honestly is the life of a celebrity, really. To go out with Jim Nance and company but for dinner. That's exciting.
It's just, I don't look at it that way. It's just guys who get together when they have a chance. It's only once a year in most cases.
I do hear you on that.
So, Bob, what would you say to a young person that wants to be friends with somebody like Jim Nance in their own generation? How would you go about doing that?
Just go up and introduce yourself, and when you have opportunities, engage them. That's all it is. And then you get to know it.
It's networking limits.
It is networking.
I met Noah Eagle at Big Ten Media Day a couple of years ago.
Ian's son. Ian does a great job. I think, the heir apparent in football over there, but his son does a great job, yeah.
I was talking to him, and I was like,
Ian's really nice guy.
Like, yeah. Noah's like 1 year older than me. He's doing incredible things.
Well, and it's not just because he's his son. He's good.
Oh, he's really good. Because there are some people whose sons are involved in broadcasting that they're not nearly the same as Ian Eagle and Noah Eagle.
Well, let's get to the Patrick Queen Trey Essex feud. What's happening there, Limits? Please update us.
Yeah, so yesterday, Trey Essex put out on Twitter, he's hurt, but this is during the game, he's hurt, but I'm over the Patrick Queen experiment. Simply put, he's not a Steelers linebacker. He's not Ferrier. He's not Timmons. He's not Shazier. He doesn't play with that disposition. We missed on that signing, and for our main rival to let him leave should have been a sign to which... This is what we believe Patrick Queen is referring to. He doesn't quote tweet it or single out Trey Essex, but Trey Essex responded back to it with Queen saying on Twitter, "Never was a Pro Bowler or All Pro, but get on here yapping. Got carried your whole career back and forth from the bench. Shut the bleep up."
Man, if that doesn't scream louder about these Steelers. It's just the stuff that comes out of there is amazing, man. And we were warned about it by, who is it, Rob Long from Baltimore?
Yes. We should have Rob on this week, too.
We should. Who said that Patrick Queen was more of a Roquan Smith invention than the other way around, for sure. And I think Queen has played okay at times. He's had a couple really good games, but as far as consistency and as far as what Trey Essex said, he's right on the money. Patrick Queen was not a great signing. Neither was DK Metcalf. Neither was Darius Slay. Neither was Jonnu Smith. Trade, anyway. And maybe not Jalen Ramsey either, the more we watch this. And then there have been plenty of other guys over this. Patrick Peterson comes to mind. Cam Sutton 2.0. Oh, my God, comes to mind. Omar's tenure, and I think Mike has a lot to do with player procurement, but yeah. Omar's tenure has not exactly been a smashing success here, Bob.
No, and again, this Band-Aid approach was designed.
Aaron Rodgers, by the way, but that's totally Tomlin.
But it's the same idea, though. They don't have people in those positions, and so they have to go out and bring people in, and they were banking on guys who perhaps had their best days behind them. And you can't really expect them to rekindle all of what they did in the past, and I think that's where they are in this. The bottom line is they haven't drafted well when it comes to cornerbacks or secondary people, and until they do that, they're going to continue to bring in guys.
It's just the same old, same old.
And then Essex also responded back to that on Twitter, saying this morning, "Just now seeing Queen's comment, if they are about me, I have zero issues with it. If you give like I did, you got to be able to take. He told no lies about my career."
That's great.
That is good. That's the best way to handle that.
And Trey told the truth, by the way, that Queen is not in that mold of really good Steelers linebackers. He's just not, Bob. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, he's an adequate guy to have, but he's certainly not going to be in the same company as some of the guys they've had there in the past. And I don't know that I would have expected that. That's a hard position to fill with those sorts of expectations. I expect him to be a difference maker in the sense that once in a while come up with a forced fumble, anything to change the complexion of a game, and we really haven't seen any of those.
Limits, let's go back to the lines, shall we?
Yeah.
They've been packed all day, and we've been going in and out.
Here is Ed. He's in Canonsburg.
Hey, Ed.
Let me get this right. You got a job. You work for me. I call a meeting. Let's call this meeting a video session. You have the option not to show up.
You talking about Aaron Rodgers calling out the receivers?
Yes.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Now, did he specifically say, Bob, because he put in the caveat that, oh, we have meetings outside of work, too. Was he specifically saying that there's receivers who don't show up for film sessions?
I don't know if he specifically, but that's how it was kind of understood.
Well, let's hear it again. You raise a good point, sir. Did you want to elaborate on it?
No, that's it. I can't believe it happens.
I mean, it happened with George Pickens was late to stuff left and right. Antonio Brown didn't show up to stuff. Pickens was late for a game, for God's sakes. None of this stuff ever seems to get reined in. James Harrison would fall asleep in meetings. LeGarrette Blount quit in the middle of a game. Melvin Ingram faked an injury to get out of here. It's the stuff that never gets talked about because they're just good enough every year to make people believe that this is actually like a triumphant situation. Came up yesterday on the broadcast. Nance said, hey, this is worth mentioning. You got to mention this. The Steelers have gone 21 years without a losing season. They could break the record set by the Tom Landry Cowboys. I'm with Colin Cowherd on that one. Who cares? So those years you went 8-8, that was a huge difference from 7-9? Who cares? And as he pointed out, the team with the longest non-losing streak in the NBA is the Los Angeles Clippers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who gives a crap? Next.
This is what Aaron Rodgers said.
When there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And
hold on, let's go to the beginning of that clip because It's sort of truncated at the beginning. He was asked what needs to change, and he starts out, what does he say there? People need to show, like, what is that quote?
That's garbled. How I took it. It was like,
when there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check through a route, you do the right route, you know? John and I just weren't on the same page. I checked to his in-breaker, and he ran out-breaker.
Bob.
John is a true professional, so I'm sure he's sick about that. But, I threw a ball I thought was going to get hit by the wind, and it was 4 yards over Roman. So that's a throw. I got to make that throw. But we have our meetings every week. We have other opportunities outside of the facility. And look forward to seeing all the boys there.
I made sure to edit that one, Bob.
Yeah, you had to do that because the first one slipped by, which I didn't expect. I don't remember him saying that because we probably aired it that way.
I don't
think we did it either.
Look forward to seeing all the boys there.
But to your point, the beginning was, what would you change? He goes, come to the film sessions.
Right.
And so apparently some aren't. And he mentioned Jonnu Smith by name, but then in the end called him a true professional. Well, those are the kinds of things, the little details. They talk about details all the time, but if they're not taken care of, they show up in a very big way in the game.
Once again, top headlines on ESPN. The one in the top right slot. QB Rodgers calls out wide receivers after boo-worthy loss. A lot of us felt like we'd have days like these when they signed Aaron Rodgers, Bob, and we're having days like these, aren't we?
Yeah, it took a while. I mean, everything got off to the point where people were talking about him signing a multi-year deal or coming back next year. I think that, as I said then, I think those are things you wait till the end of the season to figure out. It's a long season. Many things can happen. Have we seen the downside of it now? And the question will remain, what does he do to come back to where he was at the beginning? What do they do to scheme guys open? Because we haven't seen many guys schemed open.
Limits, who's next?
Here is Bo. He's in New Jersey.
Hello, Bo.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate the show. A quick thing on New Jersey. It's funny. When the Eagles didn't sign Darius Slay, there wasn't a person in Philadelphia that wanted him back, and we end up getting him. But my concern is the Rooney effect. I think the ARC got caught up with the idea of, oh, here we are, another first ballot Hall of Fame coach is going to get the jacket, and he just let him continue to run this organization into the ground. Love to hear what you have to say.
Bob?
Well, I mean, that seems to be a lot of people's opinions about this. All I know is that you get to a point where you have to examine everything. I thought that point was last year after the way it ended last year because they came off a terrible game against Baltimore in which they were just, talk about being physically dominated, that was it. And I thought at that point they should have deep conversations. I don't know if they did or didn't, but they continue to do what they're doing. So I think at some point in all coaches' lives, you reach a point where you got to have conversations about what happens next. Will that happen this year? There's still a long way to go in this season. So I don't know. If they somehow win a division or win a playoff game, Joe, what do you think happens then? Would that die down?
When playoff wins, see, people, they look at that like at the end of last year. Would one playoff win really make a difference? Yes. How about they get one and then we can talk? Yeah, I think that would change the conversation. I do.
Yeah,
certainly, as opposed to going,
that's a long way to go to think they're going to get there and win a playoff game. They may not get there where they are right now.
We're going on 9 years.
Yep.
Vince Lombardi coached 10. He became synonymous with championship football and got a trophy named after him for a 10-year head coaching career. We're now looking at 9 without a playoff win. And things are turning. And I don't know if I agree with you guys. I think... And I I'm not a big fan of this because, if anything, I think that it's Art the Second who people should be unhappy with. But I wonder if this Tomlin thing is going to spread to other venues if this keeps going. Let's say they get blown out in Baltimore, give up 300 yards rushing again. Mm. That's another reason, too, why I said that when the Bears called in the offseason, it presented the Steelers and Mike Tomlin a golden opportunity to say it's been a long time. It's been 17 years, won a championship, had some great times together. It's come to a natural ending, just like Mike Sullivan. And he would have gone into Chicago if they consummated a deal as a conquering hero. Would have been great for him too. Sometimes it's just time. And now, unfortunately, we're past time. And so now it's getting ugly. And again, that's Art's fault. That's his fault. That's where the buck stops. And at the top of the hour, we're going to talk more about that. But up next, Bob, would you go through Ray Fittipaldo's report card with me like we do every Monday?
Yeah, but I think I know the answers already before even looking at it, right?
F's across the board?
Pretty much, right? Has to be.
I'm giving out 1A.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.